Big Free FM. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, sitting here with Michael Goudeau. And this is a, I don't want to be disingenuous here at all, although I have been with you in the past. I've lied to you people in the past a lot. Some of the shows that you've heard that we pretended we were here and live and in real time, we were not. We were actually somewhere else. Maybe we were taping Bulls Hit, or I was traveling to L.A. or something, and we weren't here live. But here we are not live. If you're listening to us now, we're not here. And we need to have subjects that are evergreen, that aren't stuck in time. So we were doing a show a while ago, to you a while ago, to us just minutes ago, a while ago about the draft. And I tried to start the show talking about silicone implants being legal again. And I tried to get people to talk about breasts, and they didn't want to. They wanted to talk about the draft. We had a lot of very sincere callers with really important and strong opinions about the draft. And as I was doing the show, I didn't care at all. I just didn't care. I was thinking about breasts. And so we wanted to do a show about breasts. We decided, Happy Jack decided, we could put one, as we say, in the can and just talk about breasts for the whole time. So that's what we're going to be doing. We got a lot of callers. The phone lines are filled up. Although I got to tell you, sadly, we have almost all male names on the call, and we did not get a lot of women calling in about breasts. Did we get any women writing in about breasts?
I'll track some down, sure.
Okay. We have one guy in Jason who just says all he has to say about breasts is the bigger the better. That's his entire comment, is the bigger the better. That's what he has to say. See, that's why I'm a little worried about the breast show, if we can sustain it, if it has enough enough thing. Let's talk to Matt. What's up, Matt?
Hello, Penn. Hello, Michael.
Howdy.
Here we are. We're talking breasts on the Big Penn Jillette Show. What's up?
Yes. You can call me Matilda, and I can sound like a girl if you like, but I don't know if I can.
What are you wearing, Matilda?
Well, a wig and silicone implants.
Good. And nothing else, right?
Nothing else.
Are you a big fan of breasts?
I did happen to hear. What's that?
You're a big fan of breasts?
I am a big fan of breasts. I did happen to listen to that draft show, and I had a moment of realization that was everything that was wrong with this country. You give men an opportunity to talk about breasts, and they want to talk about the draft.
I know. Isn't that's sad?
That is appalling, about a future draft that's never going to happen.
Absolutely.
Anyway, having said that, breasts. Basically, what you said on that other show about breasts, you don't mind silicone, or you don't mind implants at all. You think it's okay for the women to do that.
Absolutely.
I disagree a little bit, because having them scar their body, it implies that they weren't already perfect already.
That's absolutely true.
You know, and it kind of psychologically, when I see a woman with implants, I already think differently of them, that they didn't think they were as perfect as they should have been. Well, so they didn't love the breasts they had originally, and that's a problem for me.
But let me try to put this in a slightly different light for you.
Okay.
Isn't it possible to have a perfect body image and just want to do something a little nutty? Jonesy, who's our piano player in the Penn & Teller show, he is covered with tattoos. He has tattoos on his head. He has tattoos all over his arms. And he has huge nipple rings and other modifications. And his ears have piercings that are about an inch. That doesn't necessarily mean that he hated his body or hated the color of his arms or hated any of that. It just meant he wanted to do a little bit of modification. I agree with you completely when women say, you know, I have awful breasts and I want to get them fixed, but I have very, very good friends who were thrilled with their breasts, were very happy with their bodies, and just said, what the hell, wouldn't it be great to have a couple of the big guns?
I agree with that. I actually have a tattoo, so I do fall in that category.
Where's your tattoo? Where is it on your body?
It's on my forearm.
On your forearm? What's it of?
It's just a spiritual type of thing, okay. Symbolic.
But it wasn't at all because you hated your goddamn forearm.
No, not at all, not at all. It was just a symbolic thing. But I do like to say that I love breasts, whether they're silicone, saline, natural. So don't get me wrong.
Or fudge.
Yeah, yeah. It's like fun.
If they were to do fudge implants, that would be just perfect. If you had some good.
Pizza would be fine.
Pizza implants, fudge implants. There's a lot of good that could be done. Well, thank you so much, Matt. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You like Panucci? Good
one? Yeah, sure.
Panucci's
sure.
really good.
It's okay.
What do you mean? What do you mean it's okay?
It's not my favorite.
Is this more of your Louisiana
yes,
stuff?
Yes, it is. Yeah. You know, you have candies that I just, you know... I support you in your candy choices.
My crazy New England candies.
What's that? See, the bone is, candy,
it's
man.
It's called sponge candy.
Yeah.
And it's just hard.
The guys who make it write to me now.
They're
friends now, yes.
they tell them when they write to you that get the stuff that's not chocolate covered. I love chocolate and I love sponge candy, but I don't think the chocolate covered sponge candy is best. I like the just real big bag of sponge candy.
Dusty bone.
I'll pay them.
Vanilla-y dusty bone.
Vanilla-y dusty bone. Although my mother-in-law was trying to tell me that was meringue. That sponge candy was meringue.
Yeah, you left it in your yard for a year.
Well, she was trying, and I don't like meringue, but I like the sponge candy. It's really good. And I also love Panucci fudge. My mom made Panucci.
Yeah.
And did you ever hear of Panucci fudge before you met me?
No, but I've had yours. I've had yours.
Because I guess there's a little place in New England that I'm from that has candy that Kunas has never heard of. Is that right?
That's it, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should share.
I'm sorry. I'm making the same mistake.
We send moon pies to you. You should send, you know.
You have moon pies?
I know, but I'm saying.
Yeah.
We sent you our Louisiana treats. Why did you hide
your
Panucci?
Are moon pies out of Louisiana?
I believe they are, yeah.
Really?
They are in my world.
Jack is very upset that we got off the subject of breasts.
Hey, Brian Zembeck. Let's talk about Brian.
What's Brian what?
Brian's the guy who did the bet.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, The Wiz.
The Wiz.
Yeah, we're back around. The Wiz, Brian, made a bet. He's a close-up magician and a great magician. And he also does a lot of proposition bets. He's the one that took $100,000 to get implants.
For a year.
And he kept them in, though, after that.
Yeah, it's been about 9 years. They're still there.
Yeah, 9 years, they're still there. He got breast
implants.
He likes
them.
And I'll tell you, have you ever met him in person?
No.
It's really goofy because he's more of a regular guy. He's like Patrick, you know,
right.
And just the most normal guy you could be, you know, baseball hat, regular guy. And then he has this set of breasts that's really perfect. But, you know, but he's just on, he's just, you know, he has the same hairy chest, the same everything, but this cleavage. And it's just really, and he says that the breasts helped him get laid tremendously. He would go to bars and he would start talking about how he had the implants. It would always work for him. So if you really love breasts and you're a man, you really love breasts and you really love having sex with women, get yourself a pair of breasts. What harm would that do? It's a good idea. And also Panucci fudge and sponge candy. I like both those things. Let's talk to Chad. What's up, Chad?
Hey, what's shaking, boys?
Well, we're talking breasts, sir. What do you got?
Oh, breasts are great.
Absolutely.
My wife seems to think that men are neglecting the breasts.
Really?
She says that they need a lot more attention than we think they need during certain activities.
Really? You know, I've never heard that complaint before at all, you know?
Well, I'm trying to make like a public service announcement for our younger listeners. Don't neglect the breasts.
Don't neglect the breasts. That's very, very... Well, of course, you know, things have changed because in the 50s, you know, Playboy was just breasts. There was nothing else. And maybe now that we've added other things in, they're not... What I would like to see is 100% attention to the breasts and 100% attention to everything else. I think that you should not be able to... It should not be a zero-sum game. The attention
okay
of body
me.
Parts, I think it's totally fair. And,
I like the little ones. I like the Mother Earth breasts. I love them all.
Do you have... Are you married? There?
Yes, sir.
Chat. And what's your wife's breast like? This is where it gets good. This is where the show gets really good.
Natural D's.
Natural D's?
Fun.
Large and soft and tons of fun. Thanks so much, Chad. Thank you.
I was kind of heading towards a Monkey Tuesday sort of thing. You know, it's a tons of fun.
Yeah, it was kind of good. I should have asked him what candy. That's what I was saying. You know, just things... I guess the idea of fudge and blends didn't
catch
on.
You know, I make fudge every Christmas, and we can arrange something for you, I'm sure.
I'm sure we could get a wild fudge sex party or something. I do like fudge. You make the fudge with the... condensed milk and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good kind.
What recipe do you use? The one on the back?
Fantasy, yeah, the fantasy fudge on the back of the
jar. On the marshmallow fluff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You like Fluffernutters?
Yeah.
I like Fluffernutters, too. Fluffernutters, fantasy fudge, sponge candy, Panucci, and breasts. That's what we're talking about right now. Let's talk to Peter. Hello, Peter.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very well, thanks. What's up?
Great. Well, first of all, I just wanted to say for the record, I'm an ass man,
mm-hmm.
but breasts are okay.
Good. Okay.
I was wondering how do you reconcile being an evolutionist and you said you were for fake breasts, and how do you feel about plastic surgery in general? Is that being genetically dishonest, or are we sort of like a
Your point is that it's genetically dishonest to misrepresent yourself for reproduction. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a very very good point. But genetics does not work that directly. Evolution does not work that directly. Maybe what we're selecting for now is we're selecting for people who want to get body modifications. You know, if you have tattoos and people think they're sexy and they have sex with you and you reproduce because of that, then you are, if there's some sort of gene for that or trait for that, you are then selecting for people who want to do tattoos. And there is no morality or right or wrong associated with the selection pressures. So, I mean, whatever you're selecting for is fine. So maybe if everybody went for people who had, aftermarket breasts, then you would just genetically code for people who like to get body modifications, and that's perfectly okay. I mean, the question of if the reason that some people liked larger breasts was to show that person was healthy and had been well fed and all that kind of stuff. Like, we go for the symmetry of the face is also part of making sure that they guess, you know, making sure of genetically worthwhile to reproduce. You could tie in that same thing, but you can do anything. There's no morality involved in that. You have a comment on this, Goodell?
No.
You're looking at me like you had something to say.
No.
Oh, you were just thinking about fudge?
I was thinking about fudge, yeah. Sorry.
So that's my answer to that, Peter. Thanks so much, man. So,
I'm trying to think what you're breeding for if you do reproduce because of enhancements. You're breeding for a tolerance to surgery, perhaps.
Yeah, you're breeding for a tolerance to surgery or a desire
or a willingness.
Or maybe you're some would argue, I suppose, that you're breeding for a body dysmorphism. You know, someone that's not happy with their body, you're breeding for that too, perhaps. You know,
yeah.
But you know, as we talked, we had Dawkins on the show. We talked to him a little bit. You know, the evolution has gotten so complicated now. We're at, you know, 6 billion breeding pool and all mixing around in jet flights and stuff. It's very hard to have any sense of what's happening to the human race evolutionarily. Is that a word?
Evolutionarily, yes.
Is that a word?
I think it is.
But that's we're trying to tie everything in with breasts. We've got breasts, fudge, and we've also tied it in with like sponge candy. I really do. I really do. It troubles me a little bit that you don't.
I've tried. I can eat it. I'll eat it. I'll sit with you and enjoy it with you.
Yeah.
But on my own at home, no, I'm not.
What's your favorite candy?
Dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate?
Dark chocolate. Yeah. Dark chocolate peanuts.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
Clusters, like in a double
bar. Yeah, that'll work. Or individuals.
Okay, let's get back to breasts. Let's not get off on chocolate-covered peanuts. Let's talk to Tom. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Never been a boss. Talk to us.
All right, I was listening earlier when you said that you think that, you know, when guys will say they don't like implants, that they're definitely, you know, 100% lying. Now, I'm not saying that I don't like implants because I've never hooked up with a girl who's actually had them.
Uh-huh.
But my girlfriend has, I mean, she's pretty good size. I mean, I think she's, I would guess around like 34C or so.
Yeah.
And she's continually saying she wants to get implants. And for this particular situation, I'm against it because she's already got, I mean, she knows she has great boobs. Every time that we go out, she's constantly flaunting them, which actually kind of gets annoying because I have everybody gawking at her. But
sure.
She knows she's got the goods, so to speak, and I don't understand why, you know, if you already got it, why do you want more?
Well,
I'm a huge I'm a huge boob guy. Like, I love boobs, obviously.
Now, let me just ask a few questions here. Does she... She will not be using. I assume that if you don't like people gawking at her, that she's not using your breast professionally. She's not a sex worker, or a dancer,
no.
or anything. No. So this is just for her own purposes. You know, I had this girlfriend who did not care at all what anyone thought of her breasts. She was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. But ever since she was a little girl, she wanted to be a Bond girl. And even though she was this beautiful brunette, she dyed her hair blonde and got huge implants just so she would walk around like, you know, like Pussy Galore or one of the Bond girls. That's the only name I could think of, although Jack doesn't seem happy with it. But that's a Bond name. That's a character name in a movie. But I think that if she's getting breasts to please herself, you're in very, very good shape. If she were getting them to please you, if you called up and said, you know, I really like bigger breasts, I think my girlfriend should get them, that always seems to be disaster. But if she's doing it herself because she wants them herself and she's digging them, then I bet you're going to be very, very happy when she likes your breasts even more. Although, if you're bothered by her wearing, what does she wear, like low-cut stuff or like two t-shirts or something? Yeah. If you're bothered by that, if she gets bigger breasts and likes them more, you're going to either have to get used to that or it's going to be really hard to change her on that. Because I think it's fun for a lot of people. I mean, if I had that choice, it would be fun for me to look sexy. And I think that maybe, you know, looking a way that she wants to look. You know, there's Elvis Costello has a great line, walking around looking like a figure out of someone else's imagination. And the nice thing about your girlfriend is she wants to be a figure out of her own imagination. And I think it actually becomes the respectful thing to just try to get on board with her fantasy.
Well, no, I agree with that. And if she's going to do it, I'm obviously not going to stop her. Mm-hmm. The only reason I'm thinking it's more that, you know, there's risks involved. I mean, you can lose sensitivity in that area.
You sure can, and you can also, every time you have surgery, there are risks. There's no doubt there are risks. It's nothing to take lightly.
But, you know, my question is, do you have a bike?
Do I have a bike?
Yeah, do you have a bicycle?
No.
Okay, well, you know, if you have a bicycle and you have a car, you kind of use them in different ways. You know, when you want to go faster, a car is a heck of a lot better.
Right,
that's my point.
Maybe that's compromise.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've had women friends who had very different sized breasts, and it's really, really cool because you can just decide who you want to sleep with based on which side of the bed she walks in on. It's a terrific thing.
It should be like the Nike pump.
Yeah,
you should just change them for whatever your occasion.
Well, you know, then you could have, if you wanted to, you could have like a receptacle put in, and then you could have like a...
Someone would invent that
soon. A tank that would go on the back that you could just adjust, and you could call it Tanks for the Mammaries. But you know, we'll be back right after this. This is
Stop the Show.
866-570.
I knew we couldn't do a whole show on breasts.
7366.
I knew we couldn't.
PenRadio@gmail.com. You see, Tanks for the Mammaries. That's what I said. Tanks for the Mammaries. You can have them
security,
on your back.
Security to the radio.
Right, we were ready to come back. We were ready to come back to the Penn Jillette Show here on CBS Radio Free FM. Just we were coming back, my good. Patrick said to me, "Oh, Tanks for the Mammaries." I just got that. And I normally you would think we would make fun of him for that, but I'm not. Patrick is what? He's in his 20s, right? How old are you, Patrick? 34. Like I said, in his 20s, 34. And
he seems younger than that.
Are we a C student in school, Patrick? Okay, so we got a 34C running the board just to put the whole thing together. But I don't want to trash Patrick for this because it's a very old person joke.
It's an old person song.
Thanks for the Memories was Bob Hope's theme song. Do you even know who Bob Hope is, Patrick? Yeah, at 34, I guess you still would. But there are people that are 20 that have no idea that Bob Hope even existed. You know, and why should they? But Bob Hope had a theme song called "Thanks for the Memories," and that was my little joke. Thanks for the Memories. You get it? That's all. I just want to make sure that everybody is up to speed here. We're doing a show. This is a pre-recorded show. That is all breasts on penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. I'm not giving you the phone number. If you call in, 866-570-PEN-7366, you will either get all busy signals, because we're not really doing the show, or you'll get Patrick, who will be sitting alone in our studio playing the show and wonder, hey, who the hell's calling? And Patrick might answer with you and have phone sex. You might have Patrick be on the phone and go, hey, what are you wearing? This is the Penn Jillette Show. So you can still call in, but you're not going to be put on the air. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. We're talking breasts, and we're talking candy for some reason. a lot of candy talk. This is Vlad the Impala. We love Vlad the Impala. He brings together now breasts and candy, because he's our connection at Cadbury, who sends us stuff. Thank you for taping these shows, breasts, and not playing just old shows, breasts. Nice as they are, it shows, breasts, that you love us and respect us, breasts. And you're willing to go the extra mile for us, give me a B, and record a show, give me an R, that is dedicated to, give me an E. Those things that are, give me an A, like train sets, give me an S. They're designed for kids, give me a T. But the men end up, give me another S, playing with them. What do you got? Thanks. A whole hour of breasts. Woohoo! That's Vlad the Impala's take on the whole thing. Let's talk to Ernesto. What's up, Ernesto?
Hey, Penn, Michael. Great to talk to you guys again.
Wonderful. Thanks. To talk to you, Ernesto. You're a Vegas guy, aren't you?
Actually, no. Staten Island, New York.
Oh, okay, New York. Oh, it's that, Ernesto. Okay, cool.
What's up? Great to remember, Penn. Very quickly, as far as implants, me personally, I like my women to be a little bit more, what's the word?
I don't know until I know what you're trying to say.
Let's guess.
Okay. Stop right there. You like women to be a little
be
more
fun.
Educated.
Spicy.
Vegetarian.
Clear.
Salty.
Sweet.
Biodegradable.
Dark.
Any of those close?
Biodegradable there.
you like your woman to be a little more water, Ernesto.
Biodegradable.
Biodegradable. So you want to, if you are hooking up with a woman, you want to know that she can be buried and turned back to soil in an amount of time, right?
Well, no, you know what it is? Because I'm sure thousands of years in the future, there will be archaeologists digging up the gravestones of Vegas and L.A., and all they're going to find is these bags of silicone and saline.
Yeah, but that's okay. You know, we go back, when we do our archaeological stuff now, we find all sorts of body modification. I mean, I think the thing is that body modification, it's your body, do anything you want with it. The only time it seems sad to me is when you meet a woman who, like, she was going out with a guy who kind of pressured her and paid for the implants and stuff.
Reverend Charlie and
I'll check on that.
Okay, I think we've lost
working.
Ernesto.
Ernesto's working.
Ernesto's working.
He's trying to cover. He's listening. His radio calls are coming in. Ernesto, we're having a little problem down at... I didn't say breasts. I meant...
Let's talk to
I'm impressed in third.
How you doing, Joe?
Hey, how you doing, Penn?
Very well, man. What's up?
Hey, this is the first time I've ever disagreed with you.
What do you disagree on?
My mom owns a gentleman's club, so I've seen lots of ladies with implants.
Uh-huh.
And I've got to say that they're usually better dancers in general, but as far as the texture and the visible bouncing actions, I would say I'd have to stick with the natural ones.
Yeah, well, you know, it also depends a lot. It depends a lot on when they got the implants. If they got them when they were very young and skinny, you get a different kind of look. But if they get them a little older, it's a different thing. I know I have a couple friends who you really seriously can't tell. But also, why? I don't think that the idea... I like to see breast implants as a body modification and not a body correction or not something that's to be concealed. It's not a magic trick. When someone's wearing lipstick, like I'm sure you do, Joe... wearing lipstick, you're not trying to convince people that your lips are cherry apple red. You're trying to show them that that's a part of your body that you're throwing emphasis to. Same thing with any sort of makeup. When you get a tattoo on your arm, you're not trying to say to people, this is the way my arm really looks. Look at this amazing little
birthmark that looks like a monkey.
This birthmark that looks like a monkey. You're not trying to pass it off. And I think that with breasts, you don't have to pass them off as normal breasts. You just have to say, this is a body modification I think is cool. When you, you know, any the women at those same clubs, they're not trying to convince you that they're little diamonds growing out of their earlobes. They're telling you that this is a decision I've made. You know, the same thing with pierced nipples or, you know, navel rings.
Oh, yeah, what's with all the navel rings anyway?
Do you like those navel rings?
Nah.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like much. It doesn't seem as useful as the nipple rings or some of the other rings.
You're right.
Where are you from, man?
Gary.
Gary, Indiana?
Yeah.
And you're, is that where your mom's gentleman's club is?
Yeah, right.
You want to say the name of it or is going to be keeping it a secret?
Pandora's Show Club?
Pandora's Show Club?
Yeah.
In Gary, Indiana?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what are the ordinances like in Gary? What are the rules?
Well, they're looking at trying to change it, but right now it's still about the, well, they changed it in Vegas, right?
Yeah, they just changed it with less touching. But are your lap dances worth getting
in Gary? You got to have pasties and you got to have G-strings.
Okay. And did your mom, how old are you now?
I'm 40.
40? And did your mom own a strip club when you were growing up?
Yep.
When you were a kid?
Yep, grew up there.
So when did you first get to go to a gentleman's club? How old were you? Maybe you can't answer this because it might be illegal. Is that right?
You're right.
Okay, you don't want to talk about that. But was it cool? I mean, was it cool growing up?
Oh, definitely.
How did your mom get into that business?
Well, my stepdad had two, and then they got divorced, so she got one.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And it was real cool growing up with that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you date the woman that worked at your mom's club?
I try to avoid that. Sometimes you do get a little attached to one of them, but you try to, in general, stay. They got their own lives, and they don't usually mix with, they usually have different lives.
They treat you very well. I mean, did your mom come in and say, hey, here comes my kid Joe, show him a good time?
No, anything like that at all.
Yeah. You just not that you know of.
What did your mom do before she owned a gentleman's club?
She's just a housewife.
Oh, she wasn't a dancer herself.
No.
And how did your stepfather get into that business?
He just wanted to start a small business, and then that was the one he picked.
So yeah. He owned two clubs there, and she got one of them in the settlement, huh?
Right.
And does she still run it? Is it still, so to speak, hands on?
Pretty much.
And she's still there. Is she the one in charge? I always thought the worst job in the world was being in charge of the women at a strip club. It just seems
it's
like
kind of like being a kindergarten teacher sometimes.
It also seems that I had a friend who in one of the topless shows here in town, not a gentleman's club, but you know, one of the chorus line, take your mom to topless shows. One of those shows. He said that the auditions were the hardest thing in the world because you would do the dance auditions, and then you would do, you know, the other parts of the auditions, and then you would line these like 75 women who all wanted jobs. You'd line them up on stage and tell them, now take your tops off, and then you would have to say, okay, not you, not you, not you. And he said it was this horrible experience of being part of that rejection. Have you ever been part of the audition process at Pandora's?
I've seen a few. I'm not really qualified to do anything more than comment.
what do you do for a living?
I'm an exterminator.
Okay. So I just want to know that, you
stayed out of the family business.
Sit out of the family business. If we ever do an exterminator show, you'd be perfect for it. Joe. Is there a lot of extermination to do in Gary?
Oh, well, we go all over Chicago, everything.
Okay, cool. And I just want to know, what is the major infestation you deal with?
Carpenter ants are really bad.
Yeah, carpenter ants in Chicago. We have those in Massachusetts, too. They're terrible. What do you do for carpenter ants?
We got some dust we spray on them.
Uh-huh.
Sticks on their little hairs and kills them.
Oh, it sticks on their little hairs and kills them. That's a great tattoo to get. Sticks on their little hairs.
Another album title.
Another album title. Sticks on their little. How long have you been exterminator?
About 2 years.
You know, you don't see in porno movies, you know, when they do the porno movies, often it'll be like the pool guy or the pizza guy or one of those guys that has sex with the housewife.
I can see where this is going, and no, I don't have a penthouse letter.
But there's never. It never is the exterminator.
Never
is there any porno movies where it's the exterminator?
Maybe it's the rubber gloves you got to wear.
Yes. Okay, well, thanks so much, Joe. Thank you, Joe. I get interested. I get interested in Joe. That's sometimes a problem with me is I get too interested.
Well, you know, we learned a little bit about it.
We learned a little bit about hair stuff, dust that sticks on the hairs of the ants. And
carpenter ants, yeah.
Yeah, carpenter ants. Do you have carpenter ants down in Louisiana?
Yeah, we have fire ants, carpenter ants. You know, I was in Australia last year, and we ate ants.
They were
like lemon-flavored ants.
What do you mean lemon flavor? They flavored them?
You squished them and touched them on your tongue, and they tasted like lemons.
Oh, was it fun?
Well, yeah. What's not fun about that?
Was there a lot of nourishment involved?
No, there was not a lot of nourishment involved. There was a lot of trust in that, you know, our friend Sandra was there with us, and Sandra said, you know, hey, here's some ants. Close your eyes and stick out your tongue.
Oh, she just did this?
Okay, yeah, and so she would
Sandra?
Do it to you.
Sandra, who has, I just point out, very big and nice breasts. We should point that out, but our friend Sandra.
And our safety diver.
Yeah, she was our safety diver. If you saw Penn and Teller Deep End, the safety diver who's in a wetsuit who comes in a couple times, very stacked. Very stacked, very nice breath. Sure to tie it all in. So she just picked them. See, I would, like in a store, I would trust eating ants. But you, this was just picked them up off the ground?
Yeah, picked them off the ground and said, oh, close your eyes. Wait, look at this. Watch. Yeah, close your eyes.
And she put them on their lives?
She crushed them. You crush them so that you get the
how big are they?
Lemony juice. They're pretty big ants. They're carpenter-sized ants. They're carpenter-sized ants? Yeah.
Boy, my mom hated the carpenter ants. They had those little piles of sawdust out in the back. But we'll be back. We're talking mostly breasts on the Big Penn Jillette Show with Michael Goodell, PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. Right on in. We'll talk to you. We got a few more calls, and we'll get them. Penn Jillette, the Big Free FM, CBS Radio, 866-570-PEN-7366. This is a pre-recorded show, so if you call that number, you might be able to talk to Patrick sitting here alone playing the CD. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. You can always write to those. Michael Goodell is always answering. You answer pretty much every...
I try to. Yeah. I read them all. I at least read them all. Yeah, yes.
But you don't answer the negative ones, is that right?
Not anymore.
If you're gonna write, if you're gonna write a Gmail that talks about how much you hate the show, then Goodell.
That's fine. I'll read it.
We'll pass it on to me. But we probably won't answer it because it just seems impolite when someone tells you that you suck. It seems that writing back and saying, "Oh yeah,"
"Oh no, I don't."
so we don't. Yeah. Well, oh yeah. It just seems not classy. So if you write to us about how much we suck and you don't get an answer back, please don't consider it impoliteness. We consider it more polite because, you know, maybe we don't think we suck and we don't want to argue with you. It just seems impolite. We're trying, you know, we started this whole show complaining about how we wanted to talk about breasts on the air. People changed us over to the draft. And then Matt said that was wrong with the world. At the very top of the show, was wrong with the world was that you get a chance to talk about breasts and you end up talking about the draft. And we've kind of done that ourselves. We talked a lot about candy. We talked about fudge. We talked about sponge candy, which I love. Anybody write about sponge candy?
No one.
Okay, we'll get someone writing in later. And no one's written to send us breast implants.
Not yet.
Because I loved having them. I loved having breast implants around. What happened to yours?
They're in my garage somewhere. We just recently moved, so I haven't unpacked them yet.
Yeah, they're nice.
But you know what? They did leak. If you leave them on a newspaper overnight, there were spots.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, maybe you had bad ones.
I know I had bad ones. I know that I had seconds.
Maybe it'd take factory seconds. Did we lose a call? We lost a call? We had a call? But we have one here? Okay. Well, let's go to, is this Patrick, our Patrick?
Yes, it is.
And you're calling from the other room?
Yeah, because this is a very intriguing topic to me.
Okay. Go ahead, Patrick. What's up?
Now, I've never been with a woman who's had fake breastises. So I'm A, curious how they feel.
Uh-huh.
B, if the topic ever comes up that my wife says, you know what, I kind of like to get implants. How am I, so I like natural, but I also like big ones.
Okay, here's how you deal with this. First of all, Patrick, one of the greatest things, the fabulous things about breast implants is that women that have them are so proud of them, they will show them to you, and they'll let you feel them. That's very, very common. Do you have a friend that, like a friend of you and your wife's that has implants?
No.
You have no friends that have implants?
There's someone that I work with that I think may, but it's kind of an HR issue. I don't want to ask her to feel that.
The work with thing, the human resources thing. You don't want to do that. You just wouldn't feel good about that. You could. And also, the funny thing is, the person who'd be yelling at you would be Jack. I have a few friends that have them, and I'll try to remember. Just remind me when they're over visiting. I'll let you. If it's okay with your wife, is it part of your deal?
No, I think she would be okay with that.
She'd be okay with that.
Yeah,
we'll have you get a hands-on demo. What? I have a couple of friends I think would be very okay with that. We'll put a bag over your head so they aren't embarrassed. Okay.
Okay. Could you find maybe someone that had saline and silicone so I can try both?
A comparison shopping.
Yes.
Don't push it.
I'm just
he says, can you get saline? Can you get the... It also depends a lot on the exact... I know one person who would be a very, very good choice. When she's in town again, we'll let you know. But also, you could probably go to a strip club, and even on the new ordinances, they're going to be rubbing against you enough. But has your wife ever brought it up?
I'd rather not say because she listens.
Oh, she listens to the show?
Yes.
You are so dead.
I'm not dead. No, I'm trying to be, to her. I mean, yes, she has brought it up. It's a possibility, and it's one of those things. I don't want to be the kind of guy that says, yeah, go ahead, get the big ones. Yes. I want double D's or get the nice big C's. I want you to look. No, I think she looks perfect exactly the way she is.
Good move. Very, very
nice
good move.
Nice cover.
Very good move.
I think you're, yeah.
But you wouldn't fight her if she wanted to get them, is that right?
No, I don't think, well, maybe a little bit. I'd try and find that nice fine line where you fight to the point of you're being a good husband and loves her the way she is and then back off enough to let her do it.
So fight to the point that you're sure you're going to lose.
I guess, yeah, that's the way to put it.
That's what you do. And you don't have... At CBS Radio, Free FM, you don't have a good enough health program that it's covered, do you?
No, I don't believe so, but I had to try and institute that policy.
Yeah, try to, because she works there too, right?
Yes.
So maybe you should try to say that she needs it for medical reasons, that her back is too strong.
That's right.
She's having back problems.
She's not missing enough days at work.
Well, she found a lot of clothes. She went shopping, clothes that were bigger than the chest, and she needs to be able to fill them out better. So, it would be for that reason also.
Okay, so that, I think that definitely should be covered by your insurance.
Well, Jack, get working on that.
You're so fired.
Sounds like she needs the pump it up.
Yeah, you need the tanks for the mammary.
No, I want to... Oh, boy.
You can install them yourself in public.
If she's going to do it, I want it that way all the time.
Do you have... Well, okay, so you want to just commit. You are not afraid of commitment. You've committed to your wife, and you'll also commit to any size breast she wants. Well, there are some plastic surgeons in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Just a few, I heard.
There are some plastic surgeons. What I suggest, have you and your wife gone to a strip club together?
Yes.
You've done that. So you have been, both of you together, around aftermarket breasts.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you are such a cheap bastard. You are so... how cheap do you have to be that topless dancers in bars don't rub against you?
The last time I got a lap dance was the night before we got married, and a buddy of mine got a lap dance from a dancer.
Yeah, but that wasn't the night you went with your wife, right? You've gone
since
then?
No, this is another night.
Okay. What I suggest that you do, the two of you, it's a nice field trip, and I suggest this very strongly, is you and your wife go to, don't go to one of the, the candy-ass places. Don't go to one of the, the strip-type places. Go to one of the ones way off the strip, like, the Tally Ho. One of those, the library.
I can't go to the library with my wife.
Why not?
Because I might recognize someone.
you dated somebody at the
library? I didn't. For a weekend, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We'll call that dating, just for fun. Just for the radio purposes. Okay, so not the library, but one of the places like, Talk of the Town, which I call Taco Town. one of those places. Go with your wife. It'll be very, very sexy. And if you just tell the dancer with maybe a 50 in your hand, that your wife is considering it, and you're kind of comparison shopping, ask her about her implants. I'm sure when there's no vice people looking. Can you prove you're not vice? You can't, can you?
I don't know.
I think if you're with you look very Vice to me. That's the problem, is you look a little bit like a cop.
But
if you can convince, though, you're there with your wife. So makes, I mean, cops don't travel in pairs and those things. If you're with your wife and you're going in there, convince the dancer that you're not a cop. Give her $50 and say you want a comparison shop, and have her bring over another dancer with, like, Saline or the opposite one. And I bet you can get yourself in a situation where you are comparison shopping with three sets of breasts there.
Her touching them or me touching them?
Her touching them.
I don't know. It's not really
with you. That's a topic that should come up in a healthy marriage. That's come up. Has that come up in your marriage?
No, it hasn't.
It has. Okay. Maybe I'm a little off here then.
A little.
Maybe I'm a little off. But you should talk about that, because if she's not bothered by that at all, then she could also see what she was getting into, so to speak. And this is a field trip that you will find very, very sexy. It's also a field trip that won't be that expensive. You know, it's going to cost you, by the time you're all in, probably $100. That's not bad at all. Of course, you drink, don't you?
Yes.
So you'll also be drinking at the club.
So $3,000.
I'll do it ahead of time.
Yeah, but what you want to do is Uber, so you're sure you can do the best possible job at sizing them up.
Well, also, you know, my stripper club advice might come in really helpful in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
If you go into a strip club with a pizza, you're the most popular guy there. Everybody's got dollar bills, but you are the only one with pizza. Every girl will come and talk to you.
Have you tried this?
I have tried this, and it absolutely works.
When you were on the road with the circus?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Yeah. In Houston, Texas, we went to a strip club and ordered pizzas, and we were the hit of the club, really.
I went to a really nasty, nasty club in Tennessee once, a strip club, and I was there with the crew, and there was this back room that you could go into for like $100. That wasn't just a VIP room. It was really, really, they were promising things that seemed illegal, and I had just got done doing the show, so I said to the crew, I'll go back in the room, and I'll pay for all you guys, but first I want to have a hamburger. And everybody's like screaming at me, you know, oh yeah, you don't care about, bro, you want a hamburger first, blah, blah, blah. They're going on, and then while I was eating my hamburger, the cops came in, went into the back room, and busted every single person in there. Took them away in a paddy wagon.
Hey, Penn.
Yes?
You have 1 minute left.
Oh, thanks. So in my hunger, you know, a fat guy going to a strip club and having a hamburger saved me and the whole crew.
Thousands.
Taken away. $1,000, Patrick. Can I hang up on him like that?
Sure.
I just hung up on him before he was finished talking. I like that, because he's done it to me a couple times. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining in our little show on breasts and augmentation and so on. And I think I want to go back with Penn Jillette's theory on breasts, which is all that matters about breasts is how much the person that owns them likes them. So please, everybody, love your breasts, love your bodies. Have a lot of sex. We'll be back here live one of these days real soon. Penn Jillette, Mike Goodell. Bye-bye.